going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to share with you an article that is the real life, in real time phrase that I love to use when talking to women about their problems, especially when it comes to men. Now, that phrase is this: you got what you wanted, now you don't want what you got. Suffer. Now, this article was published on the 12th of March. Bacon, gas, and essentials, where 2,200 Americans have noticed our favorite word of these times: inflation. Pretty lengthy article, so I gotta chop it down to size. Americans have felt inflation at the hair salon and in the frozen food aisle. They have seen it while buying pet food, pantry staples, and diapers. Yes, gas is pinching them. No, gas is not pinching them. Gas is an all-out assault on people's wallets. But so is the price of bacon. Nearly 9 in 10 Americans say that they have noticed prices rising around them, according to a survey, conducted mid-February for the Upshot by Morning Consult. And when asked which of the price increases have caught their attention, many mentioned necessities like gas, milk, ground beef, and bread. A notable different universe of products than the narrower set of items like used cars and raw lumber that were soaring in price last spring. Speaking of cars, if you're leasing a car, odds are your dealer's going to go ahead and say you might want to go ahead and buy your lease. Because, yeah, the car industry has taken massive, massive hits. Oh, well, thank goodness for small economic cars. Oh, thank goodness for compacts. At least gas is not really a concern for me, because guess what? I can always just go out and say, you know what? Let me do a quick DoorDash run and make up my gas difference. I'm good. The survey results make clear why consumers remain glum even at a time of rapid job and economic growth. However, this next sentence is the key. Inflation is now inescapable. That's it. Done. It's over. All these people out here who are crying and complaining. Oh, the gas prices, oh, the gas prices, oh, the price of everything is going up. And I just simply sit back and say, hey, you got what you wanted by getting Orange Man out of office. So now you don't want what you got in the form of President Houseplant. Oh, well, not my fault, not my fucking problem. What is touching people most deeply is, guess what? The fact that everything that they used to be able to take for granted, they can't take for granted anymore. Hey, it is what it is. As opting out has become less and less possible, Americans now rate inflation among their top concerns for the first time in nearly four decades. In Washington, the topic looms over President Houseplant's legislative agenda and Democrats' prospects in midterm elections. Vote those fuckers out. But guess what? They are good at telling people what they want to hear. So guess what? Hey, this is all a self-inflicted wound at this point. The monthly release of government inflation figures, which on Thursday showed inflation reaching a 40-year high, driven by the steep prices of gas and food, has become an anxious political event. And the sanctions on Russia that are rattling the global economy now threaten to push energy and food prices even higher. Oh, well, hey, we deserve everything that we got in this society. We deserve it. We brought it on ourselves. So, hey, guess what? I could care less. In this moment of growing alarm over inflation, the survey asked 2,200 people to name specific products and services whose higher rates have stood out to them over the past year. The open-ended responses show how closely people are paying attention. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gonna skip down a little bit. In some ways, the responses show consumers are observing inflation differently than government policymakers and statistics do. Yeah, you think the people upstairs really care? They don't give a shit. These lawmakers, they don't care. And yet people still vote them in based on emotions. So, hey, guess what? Once again, self-inflicted wound. I simply do not care. Even as their responses span the economy, people overwhelmingly focused on two categories, fuel and food, that are stripped out of the core consumer price index measure Washington politicians or policymakers rely on when considering whether inflation is rising too quickly. If there's one thing that we all know about inflation, once it goes up, it never goes down. But hey, people did not think this far ahead when they went to the ballot box. We just got to get Trump out of there. Trump is so mean. Trump is so racist. We got to get him out of there. Hey, he's out. So now the long-term consequences have finally showed up that a lot of people were not prepared for. Food costs are about 13% of a typical household's budget. But food in some form was mentioned by more than 90% of respondents here. Quote unquote, it matters what households actually purchase frequently rather than what has a bigger expenditure share, said Michael Weber, a professor of finance at the University of Chicago. That's probably because people have more exposure to items that they buy often, and it's easier to recall their price changes, he said. That means that the price of a carton of eggs can shape a consumer's impressions on inflation more than the cost of a new refrigerator to put them in. Federal policymakers, however, don't include eggs in their core metric because they assume that eggs that jump in price will come back down, while refrigerators and other items that are less volatile tells us more about lasting trends in the economy. The more ordinary items cited here may convey something else anyway about what makes consumers anxious as they try to connect their own lives to the wider economy. Quote unquote, inflation is insidious, one respondent offered. It snips away little bits at a time until you notice you're in worse financial shape. Especially striking that the person added the cost of cereal. My, my, my. Oh, the desperation that is being put into place. Oh, yeah. People out here in California still want to sit around and say, this is fine, this is normal, nothing to see here. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Yeah, right. See, this is another good thing about being a delivery driver. I get to take a peek behind a lot of curtains. And believe you me, the desperation out here is so thick you can cut it with a knife. It is everywhere. You think there aren't women out here making back alley deals? Shit. Funny enough, the meat sack has started opening comms with me. That's going to definitely be another topic for another day. But yeah, she's trying to open up comms. Ah, I'm sitting back just rubbing my hands like, yep, things are about to get a whole lot more interesting. And yes, I've had a few messages on Seeking, but I'm going to completely and totally ignore them because we all know what's happening. The price of everything is going up. And as our man CGA has said in numerous videos, the price of peace leave has plummeted. It has plummeted. Yeah, man with a job, shit, back alley deal time. But all in all, this whole inflation thing, it's not going anywhere. It is not. So yeah, the suffering is truly here. Gentlemen, keep your head on a swivel because as we all know, desperate times means desperate measures. And believe you me, just like the whole Chris Brown situation, do not be surprised if a lot more women start trying to lob allegations of a false nature to try to get a quick payout. But I've ranted on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the economic power has definitely gone out as inflation is kicking everybody's ass, especially y'all's. So yeah, we all know what your natural reaction is going to be. Revert back to your natural instinct. Services, transactions. It is what it is. But gentlemen, make sure you're careful if you decide to make that deal. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am.